This is the Adam Gold Show.
Jonas Pope from the News and Observer covers NC State, and he was at Reynolds last night. And before we get to the game itself, talk to me about Reynolds Coliseum and what that felt like as the Wolfpack and Louisville were going at it.
Hey, what's up, Adam? First of all, thank you as always for having me on. I've said for the longest time that Reynolds is my favorite venue in the triangle to watch a game, and the old barn was rocking last night. I mean, even when State was down, the fans were into it. They never lost their enthusiasm. And by the time that fourth quarter rolled around, you know, I could barely hear the person next to me. You could feel the floor. You could feel the Raptors like shaking it as NC State was making their comeback.
Did the comeback come out of nowhere? Because I mean, I guess the third quarter kind of leveled off. Like, you know, State didn't lose any more ground, but they didn't really make up any ground in the third. So did that comeback sort of come out of nowhere?
It did. It's funny you say that because, like you said, the third quarter was kind of – they were trading baskets, and they were down by so much. He was like, well, they can't afford to trade baskets because, you know, Louisville was up by, you know, double digits. Then the fourth quarter, you blink, and it's, you know, it's a one-possession game. And, you know, as a writer, I was already starting to write my story for how Louisville came in here and pulled off this upset.
Right.
And I look up and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking down at my laptop. I'm like, it's getting loud over here. People are cheering. I look up, and it's a one-possession game. So, yeah, I mean, State scored a bunch of baskets in a blink of an eye, but that's what they do. They can flip the switch offensively, and they just turn it on, and they outscore. You know, had 31 points in the fourth quarter against Louisville, and that's what they do. They can get it going offensively, and there's not a whole lot teams can do to stop them when everybody's contributing.
Scored 37 in the first half, 31. In the fourth quarter. Alec and I were talking about why doesn't the men's game go to quarters? I don't know why. It just seems like it's better. Like there's better, I don't know, game flow or I don't know. It's silly.
I love quarters. I love it.
It's just better. It's just better. And people think that it would add more commercials. It wouldn't. It would actually take out a commercial, which maybe is the reason why we don't have quarters. I just answered my own question. Jonas Pope of the News and Observer at JePopeIV. For the fourth on Twitter. Diamond Johnson's place in this team, and I talked to Wes Moore about this the other day. They bring everybody back, basically, from the team that was so good a year ago. And sometimes when you incorporate a new player who's a kind of has a dominant, you know, at least a dominant on-court personality, it can disrupt things. It doesn't appear that that's the case. So explain this.
I mean, I don't know what kind of off-season team bonding experiences they go through each summer, but like you just said, whenever they bring in, whether it's freshman or a transfer, like they brought in Reyna Perez last year, the transfer.
Yep.
Whenever they bring in a transfer, they just immediately fit into the culture and the program they already have there. Diamond was a big-time scorer coming out of Rutgers, and everybody thought, like, okay, she's going to compete with Reyna for the backcourt, for the point guard's position, or she's going to start in the backcourt with Reyna, which she did the first game of the season. West didn't like it. It didn't work. So he somehow got this big-time scorer, this volume scorer, to agree to come off the bench. And she's done it. She's accepted her role. And now you have two players who come off the bench who could be starting between Diamond and Jada Board, who would probably start anywhere else in the ACC. And when you have that kind of depth and scoring ability off the bench, I mean, Jesus Christ, talk about accepting your role and just buying into team first. And Diamond, Jada, so many different players have already done that. That's why she's able to come in. Doesn't matter if she started how she started the game, but matters how you finish. And we saw how Diamond finished in the fourth quarter last night.
So how do they come back? I mean, Virginia Tech isn't a ranked team, but Virginia Tech's got an outstanding program. How do they emotionally get back up for that?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, Coach Moore, the last couple of press conferences, he said that he feels like Virginia Tech should be ranked.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you have that high of the game last night. He said the team told him last night that they wanted to practice today just to get back on the court and correct their mistake. But, you know, he's going to give them today. He's going to get the scout together. And they're going to get back on the court tomorrow. But, yeah, you just got to come back and take care of business. Avoid a slow start like you did against Louisville. I mean, State has to know that the rest of the way they're always going to get everybody's best shot. So they just can't have a slow start because Virginia Tech's a team that'll take advantage of that, and they'll be physical, and they'll hit some shots. They can score a bunch of points in quickly. So State can't get off to a slow start and be cold in the first half or disappear for a quarter like they did in the opening quarter against Louisville.
Did anybody ask Louisville players or coaches if Reynolds was a tough place to play?
I'm not sure because Louisville did their Zoom. They did their Zoom virtually, but someone did point out how the Louisville coach joked at halftime that the game should be canceled because of weather, because they were up, and that really came back to bite him because he probably really wishing the game was canceled at halftime after the way that fourth quarter went against NC State.
Wow, I didn't know that. Why can't people stop throwing shade on these things? That's awesome, Jonas Pope. Before we let you go, I don't know if there's a sense like we just dealt with the football season where Dave Doran was looking for respect. Is there a sense that NC State's program isn't getting? I know they're fourth in the country, and they're probably be third, second, who knows? When the next polls come out. Assuming they beat Virginia Tech, I guess. Is there a sense that this team is getting the national recognition it deserves? I mean, they're 3-1 against teams in the top 10. They've basically laid waste to most of the ranked teams they've played this year. I just don't hear them mentioned among the, the best two or three teams in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I think when people talk about, four to eight teams that can make a serious run at this thing, I think NC State is definitely in the conversation. Wes Moore always jokes about how he prefers to lay in the weeds or lay in the grass and nobody really pay attention to them. But we have that number four beside your name and you've beaten ranked teams, it's kind of hard to lay in the grass and to go unnoticed. But I mean, I think people who really know, people who really watch the game realize that this is a team that can definitely make it to the last weekend and possibly cut down the nets in April.
They've got everything, man. They do. They've got depth. They've got shooting. They got size. They got quickness. They got a great coach and an outstanding person covering Jonas Pope from the News and Observer at J.E. Pope IV on Twitter. Thanks, man. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.